Masechet Kelim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. We'll talk here about different types of stoves. Mishnah says, Ha'oseh shelosha pitputim ba'aretz v'hiberan betit. If somebody takes three clay feet, we'll call them, type of blocks that he sticks onto the ground and now they're in a triangle, v'hiberan betit, and he attaches them to each other at the top with clay. So now they become like a tripod. Lehiyot shofet alehen et hakedera. So now you could put a pot on top of them and have a fire under it in order to cook whatever is there. Teme'ah. It's considered to be like a stove and it could become tameh. It's like a kira. A kira does the same function. It does it more efficiently, but this simple type of structure would do it as well. So here we're saying, It has the ability to become tameh. So if you have a avatum'ah, you have a sheretz that enters the airspace between the 3 feet, the stove becomes tameh like a regular earthenware kira. In order to be considered a stove, it has to be at least 3 etzba'ot high, which is like a kira, 3 fingers high. Kava shelosha masmerim ba'aretz lehiyot shofet alehen hakedera. If he takes 3 nails and he puts them into the ground, so they'll be able to put a pot on top of them. Even though he puts a flat piece of clay on top of these nails, so he could rest a pot on top of it, the item here still remains tahor. The 3 nails qualify as a makeshift stove. They're considered to be a metal stove, not an earthenware one. Metal utensils that are attached to the ground, like we said in the last Mishnah, even stoves and ovens do not become tameh. Here we're talking about the 3 nails that are attached to each other with clay, but still, they're stuck into the ground and held in place by it, so therefore they combine to make a stove. The reason they do not become tameh is because metal utensils do not become tameh when they are attached to the ground. In the last case, the Mishnah was talking about 3 clay posts that were attached to each other. Because the clay posts were not stuck in the ground, they were just sitting on top of it. Therefore, in order to combine them to form a stove, they have to be attached to each other. Ha'oseh shete avanim kira v'hiberam betit teme'ah. Somebody takes 2 stones and he turns them into an oven. He attaches them to each other with clay. They're considered to be an earthenware stove and can become tameh. Even though the stone doesn't become tameh, the clay strips that are attached to it in between the stones give them the status of an earthenware stone. So they have the ability to become tameh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the stove is tahor. Ad she'aseh shilishit or ad she'ismoch lakot, until he makes a 3rd stone alongside the other 2. Or until he puts the 2 stones near a wall, so now that wall will serve as the 3rd support for the pot. According to the Bihuda, just like we said earlier, a stove needs 3 clay posts or feet in order to be a functional stove. Here too, a stove that's made of stones has to be supported by 3 in order to be considered a halachic stove. Ahat betit. If he made the stove out of 3 stones, and 1 stone was attached to another with clay, but 1 stone was not attached with clay to either of the 2, tehora, the stove is tahor. What we're saying over here, according to the Biuda, not only do you have to have a 3rd component to the stove for it to be functional, but it has to actually all be attached to each other. It has to be 1 entity. That's the only way it could become tameh. But here, it's not, so therefore, it stays always pure.